Before I take you back to this episode, I want to let you know that you can book me for training and workshops around negotiation and conflict resolution. And that could be in a half a day, a full day. It can be online or face to face. So just email admin@lifemediation.com.au and let us know that you're interested. And then we work out what it is that you need and how we can move forward. This is just a really quick episode to remind you of the power of empathy. Empathy is amazing, but often we forget about it in our, you know, quick society where we don't always get to connect. And also when we are in conflict or are negotiating and we get into a divisive mindset, empathy is often something that we don't really practice. So listen to this episode and get reminded about the power of empathy in negotiation and conflict resolution. I am Lizanna Eriks. I'm a conflict resolution specialist and I've been a mediator and facilitator for over 12 years. I've been a finalist for the Australian Mediator of the Year Award for the last 2 years and I train, coach and mentor people to become highly effective in conflict resolution and negotiation so they can create the relationships they want in their homes and their boardrooms. Over the years, I've become deeply passionate about conflict resolution and negotiation because I see how much suffering it is causing people, and it just does not have to be this way. When people truly get how conflict impacts their life and put the work in to get effective at conflict resolution, they get to experience deep connections with other people, freedom, self-expression, and love. Have a look at the highlights on my Instagram page, LizannaEriks_lifemediation, to find out more about what I do and why I do it. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you the conversations, insight and tools you need for you to switch on your inner conflict resolution and negotiation muscles and get you to a completely different level where you can resolve conflict powerfully and create the relationships you want in your life. Think about it. What would life be like if you would not be afraid of dealing with conflict and you would deal with it easily and quickly? It would change the game dramatically, wouldn't it? So let's get into talking about how to do this. Welcome to Conversations to Cut the Conflict. Hello, today I want to talk to you about empathy, and it's something that comes up in most of my training with people, also with coaching, and definitely when I help people to resolve conflict or negotiate in mediation as well. Empathy is one of those things that I think get mixed up with other things, but also I think we forget the power of empathy because it's huge. And so this is just a quick message to you to not forget about empathy. So let's start talking about what is actual empathy. There's actually a really great little video on YouTube done by Brené Brown. If you Google Brené Brown, empathy versus sympathy, then you get, it's really quite funny video. And I often show this in my trainings as well, because it speaks volumes, right? So one of the things I talk to people also who I train as mediators is what's the difference between empathy and sympathy? And it is quite distinct. Sympathy is can be a bit judgy, but also you can really get onto someone's side and say, you know, someone's saying, oh, this is what happens, and we can say, oh, I feel so sorry for you. So as a mediator or a neutral negotiator, that can be really tricky because people will start thinking that you might be on their side. But the other thing that we do, and Brené Brown calls it silver lining, doesn't even know if it's English, but we try to put a silver lining on things for people, and that is just not empathy. That is sympathy. So someone will go, I lost my baby, for example. Something really horrible happens to people when they're like, well, at least you could get pregnant, right? Or my marriage is broken down. Well, at least you got married, or at least you had that time together, or someone passes away in a similar kind of comment. So what we often try to do is we try to put a silver lining on things because we don't want people to feel uncomfortable. But more importantly, I often think that we don't want to get uncomfortable ourselves, right? Because when other people are upset or they're sharing stuff with us that is really difficult for them, a lot of people find that really hard to be with. So when you work in this profession and you have, you know, most of my clients are in a very, you know, vulnerable state. They're going through a difficult period in their life. And, you know, when you're in high conflict or when you're in separation, but also if you're in a workplace conflict, that's often very distressing for people when, it can be really difficult. So people share their deepest, darkest secrets sometimes with you, and you have to be able to be with that. If you're trying to silver line things for people, it's just not going to work. But also in your personal life, like, you would have experienced it yourself. You trying to tell someone like what you've gone through, and they trying to put a silver lining on it. I have nothing against being positive. I think that's, you know, people who know me know that that's something that I live by a lot. Be grateful for the things you have and all that. But sometimes people just need empathy and they just need to be heard. So often, whatever you will say will not make a difference to their situation or how they feel. So I'll say that again. Whatever you will say will not make a difference. As in, you know, words cannot fix someone getting, you know, that they've lost the baby. They're not going to get that, you know, baby back, to run with that example, right? So I think it's really important that you just be with it and you say to people, I'm so sorry that you've gone through that, or that sounds really hard and it sounds like that's been really difficult. So you're not trying to silver line it, you're just trying to get it, right? Before I take you back to this episode, I want to let you know that you can book me for training and workshops around negotiation and conflict resolution. And that could be in a half a day, a full day. It can be online or face to face. So just email admin@lifemediation.com.au and let us know that you're interested. And then we work out what it is that you need and how we can move forward. The other thing that I also don't do is I try to say that I understand exactly how people feel, because some situations I just haven't been in and I don't think I can understand how it feels. But what I can do is empathize. So it sounds really difficult. It sounds very hard, whatever it might be. Yes? So that is empathizing. What having empathy does is for people to feel heard, to feel understood, to feel valuable, that you are taking the time to listen, that you are willing to be there for them. And it really takes something to have empathy. Sometimes I make a joke to my family and say, don't try anything on tonight because I've been empathetic all day and I got nothing left, right? Because it does really take something. It also, if you watch that video of Brené Brown, she talks about that, you know, to be empathetic, you often have to go to a place within yourself where you have experienced something similar, to go and go to that place. And sometimes that can be really difficult. But what I'm trying to say is, if you're trying to resolve conflict, if you are trying to negotiate with someone and you have empathy, I mean, just take a moment to think about it. What difference would that make in your negotiation? If someone says, you know, this has been really difficult for me, this is what I've been dealing with, and you just be with that communication, you just say, I'm so sorry that you've gone through that, and then you're still going to negotiate for what it is that you want to get out of it, and, you know, but you know now what someone is dealing with. It's like it becomes a conversation of humanity, like there is a human involved, and you can also share things about yourself for sure, but it's all about human connection, human interaction. And when you get to empathize with each other and create understanding, because often it also creates an understanding why people have behaved the way they have. Because sometimes something happens and we're all like, what is going on? Why would someone do something like that, right? But when you get the story and you can empathize with it, you go, oh God, you know, I might not agree with it. I might not would have done the same thing, but I get it, right? And it's a really good practice. I used to work in the prisons, and you know, one of the things we had to do is negotiate with, you know, when people come on parole, negotiate with, you know, the family members of, you know, I guess the victim that they'd done something to, about these parole conditions and things like that. And, you know, when I would sit there and talking from human to human, I, when I really empathized, I could really get why people would have done what they've done. It doesn't mean I condone it. It doesn't mean I'm okay with it. It doesn't mean I think it should happen in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, please don't listen to it. That's what I'm saying, but I could get it. And there were some pretty, you know, horrible things. So all I'm trying to say is that you can really get yourself into a place that you can get where people come from. That gives you an insight on what's going on in that world of that person. And if you want to negotiate, you can create offers that take that into consideration. Or you know, just in general, maybe that situation has even nothing to do with the negotiation or the conflict, but it gives you an understanding of why people are behaving the way they do, and then you can work with it. Or just by empathizing and being human with each other, now the other side is, you know, feels less on the other side and feels more like they're sitting next to you and they can negotiate with you. They feel more like we are humans and you're willing to listen to me. You're willing to, you actually got me. And, you know, I think we underestimate what that does to people. We live in a society that things go really fast. A lot of people are in a hurry. There is often not a lot of time to really connect, to really sit down, to really, you know, feel out and work out what's going on for people. And when you really do, people just really appreciate it. And it's almost like a magic wand. I have an episode about listening and what that does to people as well. And that's, you know, the empathy and listening is a magic wand in conflict resolution and negotiation. Of course, a magic wand doesn't exist for those of you who want to take me literally, but it's really, it makes a huge difference. The energy in the room will soften, the conversation will soften, and you can go, okay, all right, I got it. And now what? Because the situation has not changed by you having empathy. The circumstances still will have to be dealt with, whatever they are. But the way it's talked about, the way you can work with people, the way everyone is communicating, and the willingness to come to a resolution, the willingness to now come and sit next to each other and go, okay, it's not us, me versus you. It is us together versus the problem. That is what you can shift with that. You know, in the previous episode to this one, I talk about how people get into a divisive mindset and to a cooperative one. Empathy can really keep people in a cooperative space because it's really about, you know, we are trying to understand each other here. And just the fact that you are willing to understand me and willing to go there and really take the time to do that makes me want to sit down with you and negotiate about something that maybe I was non-negotiable about before. So, you know, a very brief message today, but think about that when you go into negotiations. Often I see that people have this notion of, when I go into a negotiation, I just need to say my piece. I need to sit there and try to convince the other person of my point of view. And if that doesn't work, then I can always get aggressive or threaten them with things. And then maybe I get them over the line. And, you know, I think we really need a mindset shift in all of that and to go, okay, let's just go in and have a conversation. We don't have to resolve things today. I mean, sometimes people do because of timelines, but let's just say that that's not the case in this example. And you just sit down and go, okay, let's just see what's going on for both these people. Let's just see what's important to everyone. Let's just empathize with each other and go, oh my God. And even if someone else doesn't empathize, you can still do it, right? Because when you listen and when you empathize, you're not going to do it to get something out of it. Because if this becomes like a strategy, like it will be inauthentic and people can feel it from a mile away. You have to genuinely care. You have to generally, you know, want to know what's going on for this person and figure it out. And then you can go, okay, when you know all that, when you've been able to empathize, like the connection is different and you can create offers now that are going to hopefully work for both of you. So empathy, empathy, empathy. Watch the little video. It's quite funny. Also, if you have staff that you want to talk about this, that little video is such a, it's like a 2-minute video from Brené Brown. Just type in Brené Brown for empathy versus sympathy. It's such an easy little tool to use with people to explain some of it. And practice it. Yes, you can practice it on each other in the workplace as well when you are working together and just empathize with people. Give it a go and give it a go in your negotiation and conflict resolution. And I will promise that you will get very, very different outcome. Okay, have a great day. And please share this with anyone you think that will benefit from this. It will be amazing. You know, I'm putting all these things out there to make a difference to you. And, you know, it will be great to make a difference to as many people as possible. If you want to come and follow me on Instagram, that would be great. LizannaErics_conflictexpert, or, you know, my Facebook page or LinkedIn, come and say hi. I am like to be social on social. So send me a DM and ask me any questions that you want to ask me. I'm always open for that. If there are things that you want to talk to me, if you want to ask me about specific topics that you want me to talk about on the podcast episode, please do so. I'm always looking for inspiration, and really this podcast is for you, so it's really important that I'm going to talk about things that are really of interest to you. So please always let me know. All right, I will talk to you very, very soon. And as always, thanks for listening. And please leave a comment or a review about what you're getting out of the podcast. That will be amazing and really helpful for me. And I will speak to you next time.